The scripture today is from Romans 3, chapter 3, verses 9 through 18 from the New Living Translation. Well then, should we conclude that we Jews are better than others? No, not at all. For we have already shown that all people, whether Jews or Gentiles, are under the power of sin. As the scriptures say, no one is righteous, not even one. No one is truly wise. No one is seeking God. All have turned away. All have become useless. No one does good, not a single one. Their talk is foul, like the stench from an open grave. Their tongues are filled with lies. Snake venom drips from their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. They rush to commit murder. Destruction and misery always follow them. They don't know where to find peace. They have no fear of God at all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Sita. One of the major the problem in the world is air pollution. This is a picture of a Seoul with this polluted time, especially in springtime, when northwest wind blows from the China, and then all the fine dust invade the Korea Peninsula too. But thankfully, when we visited Korea this fall, we don't have that wind blowing, so fall season is a better season than any other season in Korea. Still, there are many of us have felt the air condition was different from where we are. After 5 or 6 days later, I started to have a scratching throat and started coughing and running nose. So I thought, what's going on? And later I found out because of the fine dust, the air pollution. So, and then Ji-san also had that problem, so now I'm okay here. WHO years ago reported to this study how the air pollution affects human health condition. It basically whole body from brain, eyes, nose, throat, heart, lung, and whole body. This is a really serious problem now these days. So when I think about this air pollution, I was thinking about spiritual air pollution, which is a sin. There's a lot of similarity between the air pollution where we live in and the sin. Like air pollution, sin is everywhere. And sin is influential. It has a power to affect our spiritual lives. And today, the Paul mentioned about this one, we Jews are better than others? No, not at all. Whether Jew or Gentiles are under the power of sin. Many times you think we're living in this wonderful community, manliness, that well, I mean, that's their problem, then I'm okay. No. We will be affected by air pollution. And one thing is the global warming because of that one. And who knows years later when we ignore and that's their problem, then we're not going to have this clean air. So likewise, in the sin is no. It's about some certain people. No, we all are under the power of sin. The sin is the powerful, and sin is a very harmful little has a penalty, and the wage of sin is death. When we ignore the air pollution, they and affect our body gradually, and then a lot of people now these days died because of this problem. And sin is too. When we ignore the sin problem, and the result is death. Speaking of sin, there is a good news and bad news in the Bible. Good news is Jesus paid a penalty for our sins, so we are not going to die spiritually, but we have eternal life. That is a free gift. The wage of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord. He paid our penalty on the cross. So we are delivered from the harmful little result and penalty of the sin condition. But there's a bad news. We live in still in this world, imperfect world, under the power of sin. Even though we have eternal life, even though Jesus died for our sin, yet we live in this world, and each one of us struggle because of this power of sin. There's a good news too, and there is a solution. From this power to overcome the power of sin. Let me ask you a question. So how can a person totally free from the air pollution? Moving to Manlius? well, this is a better condition, but not a safe. Not a totally free from air pollution. You might say going to island, going to Amazon. What's the life, right? So total the freedom from this air pollution is only one way. When you die, you set free. You don't have to worry about air pollution whatsoever if you died. Did you know that you are died? You are dead with Christ. We have to remember that this truth. You are dead. I'm dead. Now Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in this body, I live by faith in the Son of God. This is the faith that I live in, that I am dead right now with Jesus Christ, and I am alive with Jesus Christ. That is the living by faith. I'm dead, but Jesus lives in me. Watchman Nee is a famous the Christian in from China. He told about the Chinese Christian who traveled in a train and with three non-Christians. And the three of them in the train, they decided to play a gambling card game. So they wanted him to play, join, so that they can have four people to play. The Christian said, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I cannot join playing game with you. Why? Because I have not brought my hands with me. Astonished, they ask, what do you mean? And this Christian said, when I received Jesus Christ, that moment I was dead with Christ. And now Jesus is living in me. Everything I have belongs to Christ, Jesus. My eyes, nose, mouth, hands. I have no authority to do it. And Paul says, you must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. We have been crucified with Christ the moment when we receive Jesus Christ and what Jesus has done on the cross become ours. And we died, and now when Jesus arise from the dead, we rise with Jesus because we are united, one body with Jesus Christ. And the Paul says, don't forget, you are dead to sin, but you are now alive to God in Jesus Christ. That's what he said, the sacrifice your body every day. The holy sacrifice, the every day, we have to be reminded of this truth. Why? Because we are so forgetful who we are now. In the morning, you have to give once again, I dedicate my eyes to you. It belongs to you. My nose belongs to you. My mouth belongs to you. Only I speak the truth in love. My hands belong to you. My feet belong to you. I will not go where you displease me. I'm yours. Even Paul said, I die daily. It's a daily thing. We have to be reminded every day. Otherwise, the sin, the power of sin come to us and then trying to resurrect the old person, Joseph, from the grave. Joseph, you are not dead. You're still alive. I have to say, no. I died to sin. I'm alive to God. I have no authority to do what God granted, what God didn't grant me to do. And this is an exercise. We failed. I know God knows we failed. But we have to come once again. Lord, I failed. I give my life once again. I'm dead with you. Please live in me. Those who race this journey, we call saints. We call them saints. They love the Lord. And they exercise death every day. And give them their body for the good, to give glorify God by serving others.